Blog Talk Radio. fill it up and say, let revival.
Thank you so much for blessing us, and we thank you for another beautiful day. We thank you for our loved ones and our friends, and God, we love you, and we appreciate everything that you do for us. We just want you to know that we're thinking about you. We're thinking about our walk with you, and we thank you so much for always being there for us, even when we couldn't be there for ourselves. You're amazing. Father, please continue to look out for us, and please allow us to walk down the path of righteousness for your name's sake. In Jesus' name, we ask all our blessings. Amen. How are you guys? I hope you're good. I pray everybody's good, and God's been good to you, and that you've been good to you, and you know, and just, you know, it's just nice to have another day that we could come together and be a blessing to one another. So I'm just gonna praise God today. You know, I'm playing some praise and worship music. Just, you know, we get together and we just kind of meditate on Christ, and we talk about Him, and we love on Him, and we're blessed by Him. And so because of those things, we want to, you know, we want to make sure that we're on the right track, right? We want to make sure that we're on the right track to loving Christ. Do you recognize what love means? Have you really thought about it? Like, what does it mean to love? What is that, right? And so a lot of times, we want love. We want to be loved because that's our nature, is to be loved. And so we're always trying to figure this thing out. Like, what is this? What, you know, I want, I'm looking for this. I want something special. I had a friend tell me the other day that he, you know, he wants this gorgeous girl that's in shape and, you know, and that goes to church and, you know, has a good bank account and all this great stuff. And so, and I was just listening to him and I was looking at him and I was like, so you want, that's what you really want? I said, yeah, I mean, you know, at this age, I might as well go for it and, you know, and make sure I got the best situation going. And I said, so do you feel that you can give her exactly what you're asking for? And he goes, well, what do you mean? I'm saying, like, so if you want the best of all this stuff, are you going to be that as well? I mean, are you in shape and you taking care of yourself? Or, you know, you have a good bank account, that you're a very loving person and very caring. I mean, are you like that? Because it's very difficult for you to request something that you can't even offer yourself, you know. And a lot of times we do that, you know. It's, and I'm looking at my friend and I'm like, dude, you got to lose some weight. You know, if you want a woman like that, you got to get in the gym. You got to prepare yourself for, if you want the best, you need to be the best. You know, in other words, what I was sharing is that a lot of times what happens is that, with, you know, we say we want love. We need love. I you know, I'm trying to get things right. Like, like this guy was saying the other day, he was like, listen, you know, I'm having all kind of problems with my family, but I decided to start working on these things. And he said, working really hard. I've been loving my sister more, loving my brother or my nephews and everything. I'm doing everything the best I can. I'm loving really hard. And they're not loving me back. I'm not getting this back. And I've been doing this for 3 weeks. And I'm like, 3 weeks? You know, so you think because you invest in love for 3 weeks that the benefits should come back right away. See, that's not how love works, right? We need to make sure, like when you are trying, when you want something, you got to put your heart and soul into it. And you have, if you really want love, you got to really, really sow it. Because it's not, you know, you reap what you sow, right? So it's, you got to really give it and just leave it there and let it stay there. You know, what it was about, how long does it take from fall to, from spring to fall? It's about 6 months, right? So it takes about 6 months from fall. So between 6 months, if you go and plant a seed for about 6 months, 6 months later, there'll be something there for you to reap. But if you're not planning anything, why do you expect something to happen? It's not going to happen overnight. It takes time for the process to happen, right? So love, you can't expect for everything to happen overnight. That's not the way it works. You have to invest. Like this man went over to his crops. He looked down the ground, and he's looking at the ground. He's going, I need crops. I need crops. And the ground's looking up and saying, who is this man that is demanding crops from me? I don't want your needs. What I need is your seeds, not your needs. We could need whatever we need, but if we're not planning, if we're not investing in something, then we should not expect to receive anything. Your needs are just needs. But if you know, whenever you need something, you got to go do something about it. You got to make it happen. And so I'm just saying, you know, when you're loving each other, when you want someone to love, then you need to love. You need to be the ambassador of love. If that's what you want to be loved, get out there and invest in your community. Get out there and invest in your relationships with your family. Get out there and invest with your relationship with yourself. And obviously you need to invest in your relationship with God. You know, don't just say, hey, God, I want to be a Christian. You got to invest in it. It's not about what you need. It's about your seeds. It's about your investment. It's about what you put into it. Because, you know, I have to go. I'm in church every Sunday ready to just fellowship, be around people that I know love God. I do that. That's an investment. Because I know that if I do that, I'm going to get blessed by these people. Because I'm telling you, it's a wonderful thing. I remember being young and I was wondering, like, why would my parents always go to church, right? You know, and then, you know, as I got older, I realized, well, my dad's the pastor. That's why we always go to church on top of it. But it seems like a boring thing to do. Like we should be going to the park or going to restaurants or going to hotels and having fun and swimming and doing things. Why are we going to church sitting there, you know, in seats and sweating and listening to this man talk? Well, it's a much bigger benefit that I realized later in going to church. And now I can't stop myself. I'm like, even if I go out of town, I request that I can be back for church on Sunday because that's how much it means to me. It's about my seeds. I'm planting seeds in my church so that I can reap the benefits of love back from my church, and not just from my church, but from my Heavenly Father. It is truly, truly something that I look forward to because I trust in him. I know that God will continue to bless me. So my needs are to be blessed. My needs, I need God to bless me. I need God to guide me. I need God to hold me. I need God to show me. I need God to teach me. And the only way my needs are going to be fulfilled is if I plant my seeds. I've got to give to receive. You've got to put something in if you want something back. It's okay to have needs. You've got to follow up. You've got to follow. You've got to follow it through with the seeds. You've got to invest. You reap what you sow. Remember that. You know, so I just pray that we could grow and learn from each other. And I thank God that I surround myself around people that I learn from, that they're just a blessing to me in my relationships. We have confidants, we have constituents, and we have comrades, right? We have those, right? And so your constituents are just people you work with, right? You know, and you're working for something that's the same, got the same kind of goals and everything, you know. And constituents are cool, you know. Then you have your comrades. Comrades are people that you work with too, and you guys have the same kind of ideas and where we're going with this. What we're doing at this company, but they don't care about you. They don't care anything about you. We just have the same interest. That's what a comrade is. A constituent cares about you. It's a nice person. I like working with him and working with her. But be careful with the comrades, because a comrade would even take your idea and use it someplace else to benefit themselves and not even care about you, because they don't really care about you. But then your confidant, you only get like maybe two of those in a lifetime. And a confidant is a person that is there for you no matter what, no matter what you do, no matter, you know, they got your back no matter what time it is, 2-3 o'clock in the morning. You could call them and say, I'm in trouble. They'll be right there. No problem. I'll be right there. They are coming after you to protect you. That's a comrade. And most of the time, there's people like your parents, right? But you also have friends like that. I have a couple of them that I told them that they're my confidants. Because I knew who they were. I knew it. And it's important to have people like that in your life. And it's important that you know who you have in your life so that you can be blessed and you can, you know, bless them at the same time. So, anyway, remember what I shared with you today. You know, we reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. If you need something, you need to plant the seed. It's not about your needs. It's about your seeds. It's about what you do, okay? It's great that you have needs, but you need to make sure you plant your seeds so that you can reap the benefits of what you're looking for. All right, so listen, guys, let's level each other, right? Let's kind of take that through the week and let God kind of help us and see how you can utilize that in your everyday life. Just think about those things, okay? There's things that may come up that you can think about, but you, it's just simple things around the house, you know, that you have needs that you, but if you, you know, like I could look out at my barn sometimes and my need is to have it looking great and everything, but I'm not out there doing anything to make it look great. I just keep on looking at it going, man, it would be really nice if it got fixed up by itself. It ain't going to happen. I got to get out there and, you know, I got to put my boots on, get my shovel and my gloves and get busy, get to work. And so that's how it is in life, period. Much love to you guys, and thank you for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. And so, listen, let's just pray, and then I'm going to get to some more music and stuff, and just let's meditate on Christ together, okay? So, dear Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you so much for, you know, sharing love and how we can love each other better, how we can do better in life. Thank you for, you know, how you send messages to us through other people. Just even flipping the TV channel, Father, we get blessed because you know, you know what we need. You know our needs and stuff. And so as we invest in our relationship with you, thank you so much for, you know, giving us the benefits of that. We love that. We love that, and we appreciate you, Father. We hope that your words are a blessing to someone here today. And, Father, you know their situation. So we just, you know, ask you to bless them, okay? And thank you so much for blessing us, and thank you for, you know, allowing us to have the station where we can do this and enjoy, you know, just talking about you. You are amazing, God. We thank you for everything. Amen, amen, amen. All right, guys, so let's just kick back and enjoy some good news. Thank you.
the light that shines above. Become the light that shines in us. There's no darkness in your way, so have your way. Lord, have your way. Thank you.
You
I do believe, and just hearing Kim sing that song the way that she sings it, you could hear and tell that she believes, that she really believes in her relationship and her walk with Christ. And I pray that you guys, you know, that we all, when we share that we really believe it, you know, that we're not just saying it, but we believe that what we're saying is real and it is good. And I have to tell you, there's been times when I found myself walking away from Christ because of all of the things that I was doing wrong, that I felt embarrassed about with Christ. And so I thought, well, you know, if I'm not having a relationship with him, then he won't know. And so, but not just that, but I thought, you know, also, I don't want to have a relationship with him because I feel guilty and I don't want to feel guilty. So I'm just going to walk away so I don't feel guilty and still be able to enjoy the things that I was doing that I knew that Christ didn't approve of. And then it clicked. And I said, that's the devil. That's the devil. He's basically found something that I enjoy, and he's got me indulging, you know, whether it's drinking or smoking or pictures and magazines, things that, you know, or maybe even talking out of your, you know, like just saying stuff and using profanity or whatever it is that, you know, that is not respectful to Christ. As Christ is in me, I should not be saying these things, because that's who the devil wants me to be. And so the devil is just pulling me away from Christ indirectly, and I'm following him. I'm going right with him down this road to destruction instead of recognizing, wow, I can't believe it. I need to run back as quick as possible, and I did. And that was many years ago. But still, this happens all the time, because our nature is that we are sinners, and we're going to fail. We're going to make mistakes. You're going to yell at your wife. You're going to yell at your husband. People, you're going to be disrespectful periodically, but you got to know that you're human. God knows you're human, but the best thing you can do is apologize. You know, just say, you know what, hey, I'm so sorry. So you can get to the other side of it, because if you don't, it'll just continue to build up, and before you know it, you got problems. So don't let the devil pull you away, and believe in Christ so that you will be blessed. All right, guys. So thank you again for tuning in today to Solar Records Radio. Thank you. I really appreciate the company and the love and the blessing. Kevin Spencer, thank you for your comments on the Facebook page. Yes, my dad was a preacher, and I'm not a preacher, but I love, you know, talking about God. So and just sharing, and I don't preach at all, not even a little bit, but I do love talking about God and sharing how wonderful he is. All right, so you guys, listen, have a blessed week, and don't forget what we shared earlier in the show. It's not all about your needs. It's more about your seeds, you know. So make sure you plant the seeds in regards to your needs. Whatever it is that you need, you've got to do something to make it happen. You can't just have a need and not doing your part, okay? And that's in relationships with people, you know, loving people, blessing people, you know, in your community. Plant some seeds in the community. Go and check on some people. Make sure that they're good. You know, whatever it is. I mean, if you already done that, you need to do something different. Go and, you know, and check on your nephew, your niece, your you know, just make sure, hey, you guys good? Or just checking on each other, you know, and just, you know, but you're planting seeds when you do that. And it's just, you know, it's really, you are the arms of Christ, you know. So just allow yourself to be a part of the body and let it work. Let it work. Okay? All right. Well, anyway, take care and God bless you guys, and we'll catch you again soon. Tomorrow, T. Meyer will be on. T. Meyer is from Lakeside, and his praise show will be on tomorrow. He preaches and stuff, and so he's really good. I really love him and enjoy him. And so you should check him out tomorrow, okay? And then tomorrow evening, you got Don Fleming. He loves Monday Night Throwback. And so go ahead and check him out as well. I'll probably hang out with Don. So anyway, God bless you guys. We love you. And take it easy. And you guys be blessed. Good night. God bless. This is Wardell Potts Jr.
The name of God.